Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Sutton's still a hot topic, for better or worse. I think it got amplified a little bit yesterday, too, when Tampa Bay goes out and fires their defensive coordinator. And you look at the stats and, like, they're just above the Chiefs. They're, like, just above the Chiefs in yards. They were worse in points allowed. They're just above the Chiefs in yards allowed. Mm-hmm. And I know that got people thinking, see, they could do it. They can move on from their defensive coordinator. Why can't we?
Who do you want? Like, who do folks want to be the defensive coordinator right now? Like, if you were to take somebody off of this staff and promote them,
I don't think
to
there
defensive
is
coordinator,
the, I don't think
who
there
is that guy?
I don't think there is on this staff.
Bob Sutton, from everybody we've talked to, especially last week, and Mike DeVito really hit it home. I know he's played for him at two different stops. He talked at what a great just defensive coordinator he really is, and the ability that he has to coordinate defenses. And I'm on the side of Bob Sutton does not need to go. Bob Sutton does not need to be fired because there are too many guys that make too much money that are injured. I don't think Justin Houston has been healthy since 2014. Eric Berry has not played a snap since he signed that new contract. You've got Daniel Sorensen that is down as well. You've got two brand new middle linebackers for the most part. And you've got a defensive line that a lot of people aren't familiar with. There's a lot of new pieces on this defense right now. And so that's why I'm under the impression that Bob Sutton does not need to be fired as defensive coordinator.
Danon Hughes, who joined us earlier in the show today, had some questions, and I had those same questions too. Is it the scheme as well? Are you doing enough to run what your guys can run?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have a scheme? And then last year, I felt like last year at the end of last season when they didn't make a move, it's the players. Put in the new players that better suit your scheme.
And you got to remember, there's a lot of rookies on this defense, too.
And let's run it.
Yeah.
I felt like that was the message that was sent to us, right? So now you're like, well, it's still not working. You know, I kind of wonder, like, are you flexible enough to do different things? Because they were pointing out in the broadcast even last night, well, they're going to play press man, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you don't have guys that can do it, are you just doing it because that's your style and knowing the result? And are you taking enough chances? I think with this defense, I'm kind of with Danon. Go ahead and take some more chances with this defense. What's it going to hurt? Yeah, like you're last in the league and people are scoring on you pretty much when they want. They can mm-hmm. do kind of whatever they want. At least go ahead and take some chances and see if you can mix things up. If you can't change the personnel at this stage of the game, you got to change a little bit of what you're doing. Disguise some things that you're doing. Show some different looks to try to fool some people, because I think you do have to scheme it up a little bit with this defense.
Yeah,
you can't just go out there and throw 11 guys out there and say, we're going to stop you. They can't do that.
I think what really stood out to me on Sunday night was the run defense. I mean, they got gashed. They got shredded. They got destroyed in the run game, and it was only 6 yards a clip. It looked like it was a hell of a lot
It felt
more.
Like every tackle they made was 8 yards down the field.
It did feel that way. It did feel that way, and that tells me that's not scheme. That's players getting pushed off the football and maneuvered around. I mean, when you got offensive linemen that are out there and they're drive-blocking linebackers into the ground, that's a major problem. That's something that needs to be fixed. And I don't know that gets fixed by scheme. To me, that gets fixed by having just different players in there. And they've got to be able to get better from a talent standpoint on that side of the football. And so, to me, I'm not in the idea of firing Bob Sutton, the defensive coordinator, because I don't think that accomplishes anything this year. If you're going to get rid of Bob Sutton, you do it after the season. But I still don't think you get rid of Bob Sutton until you are confident that you have good enough players that can go out there and execute whatever scheme.
I don't think there's a natural progression of anybody on this staff to be the defensive coordinator. And I don't know who's out there that doesn't have a job. So you're going to find somebody that doesn't have a job?
Well, you can hire Mike Smith, who was just fired by Tampa.
You have somebody that doesn't have a job or promote from within, which I don't necessarily see that candidate.
Who is that guy right now? Name another defensive coach right now. Barry Gibb is gone.
I'm sure there's plenty of retreads.
Emmett Thomas is there. I'm looking at staff right now. Yeah. I mean, who's going to be the next defensive coordinator that's on the staff? So it feels like
an off-season thing to me.
It does. And so and all of the guys that are right now on the staff.
And I was in favor of it this past offseason. I know you weren't. I was in favor of the past offseason, but if they're going to continue with it, okay, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm willing to see this defense get better. I'm not one that's just going to say, you suck and you're never going to get better. But I need to see some signs of it. And what are we seeing signs of that made sense to continue what you were doing from last year?
And on a 5-1 football team as well right now, I know it's not going as great as you would like it on the defensive side of the football, but you're also sitting at 5-1. What's the point of going in there right now, you know, 6 games into the season, you only got 10 to go before the postseason, and changing things up on defense? If these guys aren't executing what they've been working on since May, well, all of a sudden you're going to wave a wand and a new defensive coordinator is going to get them to execute something different? I'm not in the camp of firing a coach in the middle of the season, like where the Chiefs are right now, sitting at 5-1 and the best thing since sliced bread that the NFL has seen. If you want to make a change, the soonest you can make a change is after winning the Super Bowl this year. And if you win the Super Bowl this year, you're not firing the defensive coordinator. So, I mean, we're kind of stuck with the guy, and players just need to go out there and play better. We talked to Ryan Lilje about it yesterday, about what can be done to fix this defense.
I don't know that you can, really. And I think when you start talking about getting rid of folks, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. This is a good football team. The defense is good enough. We've seen it already a couple times this season. They're good enough to win games. So you don't want to make any dramatic changes, specifically with the coordinator and personnel schemes. You're going to dance with the girl that brought you, okay? And that's I'm sure that's what's being talked about in their building. And that's the way it should be. And this defense, well, I think it'll get better. I think it's gotten better as the season's gone on. They played some good teams, man. I mean, and the NFL is an offensive league right now, and they've played some of the better ones. So give them time. Let's get some guys back. Let's get Justin Houston back. I'd really like this. D. Ford is playing really well right now. I'd like to see him and Houston on the field at the same time. You know, and then I think when the schedule softens here after the next couple of weeks, you're going to see bigger leads. Offense is going to come out, and they're going to hang 3 or 4 touchdowns on teams, and then the defense is going to build some confidence.
I feel like we're in defensive mode about the defense too. That we're all hoping it gets better. Mm-hmm. That's a bad spot to be in too. I don't know if there are enough signs that says you're getting better. I hope they have a little bit of a clutch team to make a stop. That's what I was rooting for the other night. I know you gave up a bunch of yards. Now I'm just, I hope you could come up with a stop at an opportune time. That feels like very pie in the sky hopefulness.
Yeah. But so is every defensive play. You hope they're going to get a stop in this league of offense.
You know, be in a center where you can. I don't want to be in a spot where I can feel good that they're going to do it. Not just outright hope that they're going to do it.
I feel like this is certainly one of those instances, too, where there are two schools of thought, and the correct school of thought is probably a combination of the two. And we had talked over the weekend. I'd sent you a story that Wade Phillips said that he got way too much credit for that vaunted Broncos defense, the 2015 defense. He said, look, man, all I had to do, I was just out there ringing the cowbell and letting them do their thing. Like, that's kind of where I come out on a lot of teams. Like, if that's true, Wade Phillips is a great defensive mind. Like, the guy got a ton of credit for it, but if he's saying, it's not me, it's not my scheme, it's the players. Like, you need great players
and
to
that,
be great.
Yes, and every coach will tell you that. Ask Ned, why were you so good? Easy bullpen, man. I just throw those guys out there. I couldn't even screw that up. I say that all the time.
Of course. And, you know, that was the first thing I thought of immediately was, you know, 2014, 2013, 2014, 2015, Rose bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't take a genius to go, let me just go ahead and stick HGH in there 6-7 or 7-8-9. Like, that didn't take any imagination whatsoever. But
and there's nothing wrong with that.
So the inverse of that has to be true, though, right? If Wade Phillips, a great defensive mind, says that it wasn't me, it was the players, then the inverse could be true, too. Hey, maybe it's not me. Maybe it is the players. But Bob Sutton is never going to tell you it's the players. I don't have the talent to do this. Andy Reid's never going to tell you we don't have the talent to do that. But I do think that it's fair to question now, after you've told me you didn't have the talent for multiple seasons, to say, why haven't you brought the talent in? Or maybe it's time for you to admit that maybe it isn't just the talent.
Because they decided to be ahead of the curve. And this is what I believe about this organization. They saw it was trending to becoming an offensive league. And so they loaded up on the offensive side of the football and kind of looked at the defense as kind of like the redheaded stepchild and went, eh, whatever, we get a couple of guys, We're not going to break our backs trying to find guys that can play defense in a league that isn't allowing us to truly play defense. And so they spent all their money and resources on the offensive side.
I mean, I think that's a bit revisionist, though, Bob, because the reason that that most people are pointing to this historic rise of offense is because of the rules changes.
Nobody
had any idea prior to this season. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, the Chiefs traded Marcus Peters because they realized that offense was going to be on the uptick because the rule changes that they had no idea how we're going to affect.
No, I'm talking about more the pass interference rules. I mean, for years now, you really couldn't touch the quarterback. I mean, it's now obviously you can't tackle the quarterback either. You could never touch a receiver 5 yards off the football. I think we've all, and they sit in meetings too. Like, well, they tell you what they want to do. They put in rules to make it an offensive league. They're really trying to grow this as an offensive league. And every year, and we've been saying this for a while, every year they're making it more and more difficult for you to go out there and play defense, from covering a wide receiver to rushing the quarterback to hitting somebody going over the middle. I mean, all of these little changes that have been implemented by the league for quote-unquote safety measures have also made it very difficult for guys to go out there and play defense and made it a lot more wide open for offenses to go out there and do their thing.
I just find it incredibly hard to believe that we're going to keep beating the drum of it's the players, not the scheme. It's the players, not the scheme. You've had multiple offseasons to remedy that.
And if at some point you don't have the players, what are you going to do to adjust your scheme to make it work?
Well, and let's talk about rock bottom for just a second. Like, if you want to talk about rock bottom with Bob Sutton and whether or not it's a scheme of the players, let's throw that out the window for a second. What's it going to take for you to say, maybe this isn't the answer? The Chiefs right now are on pace to be the worst offense in the history of the NFL defense in terms of yards given up. They're on pace to give up over 7,000 yards, just the second team in the history of the NFL.
And when yards start to count as points, then we can have that conversation.
But you 27th in points. I mean,
you can't let a great offense mask the fact that you have a waste of space calling defense.
It is not good. Obviously, it is not a good defense. But you're also 5-1, man. And like, if worst case scenario, you blow a game in the playoffs because of your defense, then I think you can start talking about firing Bob Sutton. But when you're a team that is now a perennial playoff team, perennial division winner, perennial 10-game-a-year winner, you're not going to make many changes on your coaching staff. You're just not going to do that. That's the reality. I know fans don't want to hear that, but that's the reality.
It's just a really hard pill to swallow when you tell me for 3 years now that it's not the scheme, it's the players. And yet you go out and get rid of great players. And sure, you drafted nothing but defense this year because you realize
they spent a lot of draft picks on defense.
We backed ourselves into a corner. But aside from that, you've been telling me for 3 years that it's not the players, or it's not the scheme, it's the players, and you haven't done anything to improve those players.
No, but you traded your best one too.
Yeah, and then you go out and spend a lot of money on a wide receiver that was a luxury.
That's not Sutton's fault.
But he's got to work with them, and I need to see more of him working with them.
I'd like to see you take chicken liver and make it chicken.
How am I taking chicken liver when I got I went and got the best run stopping linebacker? I've wasted draft picks.
And he had 14 tackles the other night.
I've put draft stock into this defense.
Doesn't mean it's good stock, though. I mean, there's good stock and bad stocks.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, how can I work with this? I don't know. My franchise drafted a bunch of guys to play defense for me.
And the guys you were
giving
big money to.
And I'm still saying it's not good enough. What am I going to do?
But the guys you're giving big money to aren't. I mean, this defense, if you had a healthy Eric Berry, a healthy Daniel Sorensen, and Justin Houston who could still play, and then the defense was still playing like this, then we'd have a different conversation.
What has changed from last season? From last season when they didn't fire Bob Sutton.
What has changed? Justin Houston's not playing again. You got two new linebackers.
1 week he hasn't played. Right. 1 week
he hasn't really done much. You got two new middle linebackers. You got a new nose guard.
You've upgraded your linebacker core.
Change doesn't always mean upgrade.
No, you've addressed those needs via free agency and a trade.
You traded your best player
to get them. Well, he wasn't.
Lost both of your starting safeties.
I certainly think that your linebacking core this year is much better than it was last year.
You think better than Derek Johnson?
You spent draft picks. You've done all this
better than the geriatric Derek Johnson. Yes.
If Bob Sutton wants to ride the train of, they didn't give me enough. I guess he's living right.
But when has Bob Sutton ever said that? When is Bob Sutton riding that train? That's me saying it. I just don't think just because you get new talent doesn't mean you got better talent. It's not that good. The talent out here is not that good, especially when you're down to your third and fourth string safety.
Then you have to figure out a way to make it work.
How
have they figured out anything to make it
work? They've got a guy playing safety last week who wasn't on the team 2 weeks ago.
They've spent a high draft pick on an outside linebacker 2 years in a row. They've got a draft pick on their defensive line.
And look how
well it's
a D4
to come along. They've got a free agent linebacker. They've got another they traded for. They made plenty of moves on defense. And we're seeing the same thing.
And everything works together. When you don't have your two starting safeties or an outside linebacker on this team, you don't have enough talent. You just don't. You can sit here and rip Bob Sutton and complain about scheme. I'll take away what do you do for the KU football team? Your sidelines. I'll give you no microphone and tell you to do your job.
Let's have our corners
without giving you a
let's
full
have
opportunity.
Corners play press defense that can't cover anybody. Seems like a great scheme to me.
Let's take
a $100 million pass rusher guarding Antonio Brown.
So just take the cornerbacks off the field. Then what do you do?
Help them
with what?
A scheme that would help 14 them. 14
guys.
Not accentuate their. They can't cover one on one. But let's have them cover one on one all day.
Eventually, you're going to have to do that in the NFL.
There are things you can do to accommodate your talent.
Like what?
And they're not doing.
Give me specific examples.
I just did. I said don't press coverage.
Okay.
Guys who can't press coverage.
So if you put them back in zone, they're still going to suck. You've got your third and fourth safety, and at best, your second and third cornerbacks.
Let's leave guys out on an island that can't do it. Let's do that.
If Bob Sutton had
let's
one
drop back
time,
linebackers into coverage.
One time moved Marcus Peters around the field, I might listen to
saying,
this
I
argument.
Think there are
but
things
he doesn't.
There are nuances you can do. I think he runs his defense no matter who's there. And I think that's the fault of Bob Sutton. He runs his defense. I think it's a very good defense.
And Andy has run this offense no matter who's been there.
That's totally incorrect. You could run a defense and accommodate your talent. I just don't think that's his strength. I don't think his strength is accommodating the talent. We can debate, and we have debated, whether or not they're talented enough. And I'm with you.
I don't think they are.
I think they'd be better than 32nd in the NFL.
I don't think the talent is there. I think there's too many injuries on this team. One injury kills you. It kills you. And to have that injury where they rely on that safety all the time to blitz as much as they did, how many times Sorensen?
So ready to go to break.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Yeah. Text the word pepper.
Who wants the money?
I'm salty, but it's pepper. P-E-P-P-E-R to 72881. That's pepper to 72881.
You want Britt Reed as your defensive coordinator?
No, I don't. I want a new one in the offseason. You could be
so then
the
why are we talking about this now?
Because you... Well, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're not listening, Bob. Typical. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest.
You're not listening.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh,
you want Chiefs and a chance
wand.
To win 1,000 on the 30s? Well, only one station in Kansas City can give you that weekdays between 7 and 7, and only one host can give you sunshine all the time. It's Fesco.
Which I'm surprised you're saying.
We'll
that.
Have more next.
Fesco in the morning.
He's so wrong.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.